As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got coffee brewing on the table. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove. I don't even remember my own show opening. My goodness, there's a revolution in the air. do I meet the pay grade to be here? I don't know. Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday, September the 8th, 2008. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come at you live, at least we try to, Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Don't think I've ever flew it so bad. Anyway, or you're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. That's for sure. But you're certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. You can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 and join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. I enjoy getting your emails. I don't always bring the information that you send to me to the air, but it's certainly not lost on me. I do read it. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way, snail mail, at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo., 65647. Always love to give a shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Good morning, Sam and Trish. Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York. 94.3 Elgin, Texas. 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number again remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. All that contact information can be found on the website, becomevocallocal.com, and all of our archives are housed right there at oraclebroadcasting.com for your use and enjoyment. This morning, gold slapped down after crossing $1,264.10. But it's back up at showtime at around the 12:59 mark, so things are rebounding. Silver is poised for going over $20 today. Let's see if it'll do that. Corporate Ed deal duels with Fed Ed for dollars. We're going to talk about that in the news this morning. Chicago mob seeks a new boss. Labor Day USA, Workers of the World Unite, paralegal education, all that and a lot more on today's broadcast. Let's go to that market report. Out of New York City as of Wednesday, September the 8th, 2010, active trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, everything was just perking along super ducky overnight, coming out of the United States, out into Asia, all around through Europe, and comes back into New York City this morning. And at the 9 o'clock bell, they smash it down a ways. And so at 9 o'clock a.m., we find it at $1,254.70. That's your gold spot market off 50 cents because it's rebounded. But there was a substantial whack upside the head for gold this morning as soon as it came into the United States, New York City. Well, don't you know it. Silver up 16 cents and early trading at $19.96. I switched on the internet earlier this morning. It was at $19.99, and boy, I just went yahoo. We'll be right back. A lot more to come.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Hey, and welcome back to our Wednesday, September the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. The call-in number throughout the broadcast is 866-841-1065. Feel free to avail yourself of that. Again, we find out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold trading off 50 cents at $1,254.70. As of showtime, it had rebounded to $1,259.50, up $4.30 off the Kitco.com website. Silver this morning up 16 cents at $19.96. And again, at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I should say really 8:59:30. It was standing at $19.99, poised to cross that line and get into the $20 territory. Look for that this week, maybe even today. Platinum up a buck at $1,554 a troy ounce, and palladium up three at $521. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,252.70, and that was it just about 9 o'clock. And $1,264.10 was the high, and that was hit at just about 8:58 a.m. So you can see it was quite a plunge there. This is your ETF waterfall event happened there. But at 12:54.70, your gold would have been up $257.70 for a 25.86% return on your investment. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,258. is right in that area right now, and so we'll see where it goes throughout the day. The SPDR gold shares, according to my notes, unchanged overnight, 1294.44 metric tons, valued on the street at $52.30 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 107, taking back some of those high markers that it had for the Labor Day weekend, coming back into the 10,300 area, closing at 10,341. The NASDAQ off 25 yesterday at 2209, the S&P down 13 at 1,092. Crude oil this morning off a penny, trades at $74.08 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index off 7 basis points at 82.82. And then, of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian loonie this morning down just a fuzz at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 21 basis points, yet still exchanges at 8 cents U.S. The euro off 1 basis point, almost nothing, at $1.27. The British pound exchanges against the U.S. dollar to $1.55, moving up 51 basis points. And the Swiss franc off 15 basis points at 99 cents U.S. In the bond market, the 2-year bonds are yielding 0.50 flat. The 10-year is at 2.64%. The 30-year is at 3.70%. And then the mortgages, the 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 3.96 to 3.92%. The 30-year moves down from 4.56%, a small move, to 4.50%. And the prime rate is at 3.25%. Gold this morning off Reuters eyes record highs as risk appetites retreat. This out of London. Gold prices rose toward record highs in Europe on Wednesday as concerns over the European banking system weighed on appetite for assets seen as higher risk, like stocks and diverted investment into bullion. Spot gold was bid at $158.35 an ounce at 9:15 Greenwich Mean Time against $1,253.10 late in New York on Tuesday. U.S. gold futures for December delivery rose 90 cents to $1,260.20, all right? That's December futures. That's just a couple of pennies below its former high. The metal has hit tough resistance at $1,260 an ounce, just below its all-time high. So write this on your notepad now. Just below its all-time high of $1,264.90, $1,264.90. That's the all-time high. That's the number that the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, the London Bullion Market Association, COMEX, and everybody and their brother are trying to keep gold away from crossing. But it's going to do that, and it's going to do that relatively soon. It might even do that today. We'll see. But analysts say they're confident in the metal's rise. Quote, it seems to be benefiting from equity weakness, the renewed Eurozone sovereign debt jitters, and possibly concerns about new U.S. spending measures, said Citigroup analyst David Thurtell. He said while some funds would be selling ahead of technical resistance at 1260, that happened this morning, it's looking good. European stocks fell at the open on Wednesday, tracking losses in Asia led by shares in Japan's biggest exporters as a rise in the yen to a new 15-year high threatened to erode their overseas earnings, all right? There's lots going on here today. This oil falls for the third day. Among other commodities, oil fell for a third session to below $74 a barrel, pressured by rising U.S. petroleum stockpiles. rising U.S. petroleum stockpiles. In other words, like I've said before, I mean, you've got everything and down to the, you know, the kitchen pitcher filled with oil, just overflowing. People in this country are not working. People in this country are not using gasoline and diesel as they have in the past. We've got more than enough. We have a glut going. You want to improve that? Put a deep well moratorium in place and slow down the supply side and sell off your excess. Then you can jack the price up again. Well, it doesn't work in our favor anytime. On the supply side of the gold markets, China said its production of the yellow metal fell 5.8% in July to 31.05 tons. China is the world's biggest gold miner. All right? Keep that in mind as we go through this. Gold prices are well placed technically after breaking out of the relatively narrow 1,175 to 1,225 an ounce range that they've stuck in for most of the summer. the break of last week's high of 1254 gets us that much closer to the target of 1265, says Scotia Makata in a note, quote, a similar pattern was seen last week when we broke above the previous record highs of 1244. And there's a lot more to that article, that off of Reuters this morning on EconoDay's website. Again, you can find EconoDay's website off of Bloomberg, or you can just go simply to EconoDay.com, I believe it is, and look at this material for yourself. But they track the weekly calendar. It's the economic calendar. I keep an eye on it, too. Robbie Noel brought it to my attention long ago in his broadcast, and ever since I've been following it, it helps us to understand some of the ups and downs in the market and anticipate things. So, anyway, this is a place you can go and look this morning. September the 8th, the most activity for the entire week is happening today, so we'll see where the ending bell rings. But we look like we have a big day tomorrow, too, with the jobless claims coming out at 8:30, and we'll talk about that as well. But let's go into the material for today. MBA, this is your Mortgage Bankers Association report, is out this morning, and here's the highlight. The MBA Purchase Applications Index jumped 6.3% in September, the third week, and it's at its highest level since May. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about mortgages, the Mortgage Bankers Association. The index is still well below levels prior to the April expiration of the second round housing stimulus. They're still talking about that. They're looking way back to April, trying to find something good to say. Well, we'll pick it up right there, right after this.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door, quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, we can look at this MBA purchase application, get a little bit, draw whatever kind of a conclusion we can from it off of the Econo Day website. Again, they're talking about the Mortgage Bankers Association applications rate. The index is still, again, well below levels prior to the April expiration of the second round housing stimulus. All right. So they're looking back in time all the way to April now. The only thing that has been positive at all, if you could call it positive, in the housing sector has been all of this, you know, bailout money that they pitched at real estate back in April. And the only place that they can find, the only high point of the year is that. And so they're looking back at that and they're saying that it's still down nearly 40% year on year. All right. So yet much more important is the indication for month to month change in the latest gain, the third in a row for this index, together with last week's jump in the pending home sales index, which, if you remember, was not much of a jump. You know, 2 year olds could do that as they crossed a string on the sidewalk. Will raise hopes that housing sector is now beginning to climb out of its post stimulus valley. Well, don't count on that anytime soon. But I guess if you pay an economist enough, they'll say whatever you want them to say. Here's another one off the Red Book now. This is, again, Econo Day. They put these things out all the time. Red Book reports flat sales. And if you don't know what the Red Book is, you can go up in Econo Day or you can just type Red Book in and get it up off of Wiki. But Red Book reports flat sales rates and sees flat rates, sales rates ahead. Right, the Red Book, this is store sales, flat sales rates, and sees flat sales rates ahead. Everybody's talking the same thing. If you listen carefully and read between the lines, everybody's just saying the same thing, that going ahead, things aren't going up. They may go down, but they're basically flat. That means things are going to get worse in the distance, okay? It's not good for the economics to be in this situation. Again, its store sales index is at a year-on-year plus of 3.0%. 3.0%. Now, if there's any truth in that, that might be an indicator of an inflation rate happening on the sale of goods inside the stores. If all of the stores raise their prices by 3%, then you would see an increase. It doesn't necessarily imply that there is a 3% increase in purchases. And again, it continues, it says, unchanged from the prior week and compared against a four-week average that has held at 2.8% for the last 3 weeks and at plus 2.9% in the prior five. So we're seeing about a 3% rise going on in here. But again, is that an increase in prices or is that more people buying? Hard to say. Let's go back over here and pick this guy up. A little bit different kind of news. Summers discussed world economy with who, when, before debate, yawn, policy. So it's who, when, yawn, and Summers. News off of Bloomberg, September the 8th, new news. China's President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao were among at least five ruling Politburo members. Sounds rather communist to me. Who said communism was dead in China? Politburo, that's the kind of talk that we had out of the Soviet Union throughout all of the Cold War, remember? China's President Hu Jintao and Premier Wen Jiabao were among at least five ruling Politburo members who met with two key usurpers, Politburo members, exchanging who said, well, it had gone well. If that makes any sense to you, what a way to start an article. Of course, well, the red carpet treatment All right. Yeah, okay. The red carpet treatment afforded the White House National Economic Council Director, Lawrence Summers. Oh, the red carpet treatment. So you got the red delegation coming from the Politburo in red China, coming over to the radical red Republican household of the the Lincoln presidency of the usurper here, and they're rolling out the red carpet. Sounds pretty red to me. The red carpet treatment afforded White House National Economic Council Director Lawrence Summers. You've got to really follow old Larry here to understand what's going down. And Deputy National Security Advisor Thomas Donilon, he's probably representing the Pope's interests, comes a week before key congressional hearings on whether the yuan is undervalued. Why are we having congressional hearings on whether the yuan is undervalued? Seems to me that would be China's concern, not Congress's. But you can see how tightly interlinked and interdependent we have become. We're now having congressional hearings on the value to set the Chinese yuan at. Quote, this is a high-powered group. Both of them work in the left wing. Well, they say the west wing, but if east is least and west is best and the east coast is the least coast and the west coast is the left coast, then we could say that this is a high-powered group, both of them working in the leftist wing. Said Paul Hanley, imagine that he's too far removed from Israel, director of the Carnegie Xinhua Center for Global Policy in Beijing, who was the National Security Council's China director under the usurper and the Jorge the Shrubs administrations. Quote, he said this, Paul Hanley, H-A-E-N-L-E, Hanley, I think the Chinese recognize this was a very powerful delegation. Well, so far they haven't said anything. Summers and Donilon discussed issues including Iran, North Korea, and global economics rebalancing on their three-day trip, which ended today. White House National Security Council spokesman Mike Hammer, that would be the hammer and the sickle Mike, said in a statement. The delegation also met Vice Premier Wang Qishan, General Zhu Kaihu, and the Communist Party Organization Department Director Li Yongzhao, who also serves on the 25-person Politburo. Do you really think that China has moved away from communism? If you do, you're slightly misinformed. Here's another article right off of Bloomberg again this morning. Mayor Emanuel is no sure thing as Chicago's daily rain ends. All right? So the Chicago mob is trading bosses, it looks like here. Even the chief of staff to the U.S. president, of course I don't call him that. Let's start this article over, right? Even the chief of staff to the usurper from Chicago could face challenges in trying to win the top job in a city where someone named Daley has ruled for 42 of the past 55 years. You heard it right. Rahm Emanuel wants to be the mayor of mobland Chicago. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley announcement yesterday he wouldn't seek a seventh term altered the political landscape in Illinois in a shakeup that could stretch to Washington. While White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, who's 50 years old, has said he is interested in the job, he would enter the race with baggage in Chicago. Ain't no place that Rahm Emanuel goes that he's not packing along his baggage. He's got plenty of that. Where he sharpened his political elbows, as a Daley confidant and then a congressman. He's up to his neck in the mob. I don't think there's such a thing as a front runner, said J.P. Morgan Chase & Company Midwest Chairman William Daley. I guess the fruit don't fall far from the tree, huh? J.P. Morgan Chase, Midwest Chairman William Daley. Lots of the Daleys involved here. William Daley is the mayor's brother, a former U.S. Commerce Secretary, and an Emanuel friend. You see the revolving door, folks? We've got to break this cycle. Got to do it. Got to do it soon. Other political experts agree that the opening is likely to attract a large number of candidates and that Emanuel, who still owns a home in the city, wouldn't have the field to himself. He's an opportunist, but he's got his work cut out for him, said John McCarron, an urban affairs writer and adjunct professor at the DePaul University in Chicago. Well, we'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member streams that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And, of course, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call into the broadcast, you're certainly welcome to do so, as Brian has done from Arizona. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I wish I could say rosy, but it's not so rosy out here. I think we're one of the hardest hit places in the nation. I tell you, every year without fail, whenever these get rich quick and real estate seminar dog and pony shows came through town, I go and sit on the teaser just to see what's going on. Now and then you might make a connection. There'd be a smart investor who was doing the same thing. You might, you know, meet a friend or whatever, or learn some hard sell tactics that they sell to the unsuspecting people that are out there. And I went last night, and this guy had been presenting for Russ Whitney like several years in a row, and now he's working with Robert Kiyosaki. And all of these 3-day seminars, a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 hours a day, were about a grand. Well, they now have them priced down at $199, and you can bring a friend on a 3-day seminar. And it's so bad, I believe they even have shills. I believe they have shills in the audience because within the first 5 minutes, and they never did this before, they would tell you what the price is of the seminar. They'd usually wait till the end, and they'd be $1,000, and they'd drop kick you down to maybe $899, and you can bring a friend or whatever. In the first 5 minutes, they say, how many people know they want to go already? Like 15 of them stood up. He said, go to the back of the room and sign up. So they all signed up, and they went back to their seat with purple bags. Well, later in the show, about halfway through, he said, anybody else want to go sign up now? You can go sign up now. And then he finally says, how many people know they want to go now? Well, about 22 of them stood up. He said, okay, go back and sign up. Well, about half of them sat down, and the other 11 went back and signed up, which led me to believe the first 15 were just total shills, making it look good. I bet they didn't sign up more than 11 people. And then at the end, they kept telling people, hold your questions, we'll have a Q&A, because they had some tough questions about foreclosures, because the market's changed in how these foreclosures work now, how you buy them, how quickly you got to sell them, what you can afford to put into them, because there's so many people in it, the margins are getting thinner. They never had the Q&A. Finally, to wrap up the show, they said, everybody else that hasn't signed up, follow me to the back for your free gift. So you walk back there and you get a couple of these CDs. They don't even hand them to you. They're laying in a pile. They're on the opposite side of the sign-up table so that when you leave, you got to walk past that table, kind of like Vegas has the food in the back of the casino. And they're barking out from the back of the room, we still have openings in Phoenix. We still have openings at the Phoenix seminars, while 99% of the people are walking out of the room.
And you're saying that these things are running for, you're saying, Brian, that these seminars are running around $200?
$199, and you can bring your spouse or a friend. So they've made it to where any moron with $100, or if he's got a half a brain and wants to go, he can ask somebody else, are you going? Okay, I'll go with you. I'll give you $100. You put it on your credit card, and I'll see you at the show. So you can go basically for $100. Because you can bring somebody else. And I could tell people in the back were trying to cut a deal with somebody that they met there so they could go for $100. They've got a price to where, I mean, anybody almost can come up with $100 now. I mean,
Brian, do you remember or are you at all familiar with the Lowry Nickerson school that was very popular in the 80s?
No, but I tell you, I probably heard the name. I remember the Don LaPries and the guy that's standing on the beach. I've seen hundreds of them over the years. But talk to me about the Lowry Nicholson.
Okay, Lowry Nicholson is a carry-on from William Nickerson's book. This was the one that was basically just the remodeler Bible in the 70s and 80s. It's how I turned $1,000 into $1 million in real estate in my spare time. It's a book that I have in my library and one that I've enjoyed reading, and I've used a lot of the information out of that particular book. But when they teamed up with Nickerson, they started to take the idea on the road, much the way that you're talking about. And in the 80s, in the roll-up to the change in the tax structure, there was quite a lot of activity in the real estate market. But, of course, when they changed the investment rules in the tax code so that if you had rental properties and things like that, you couldn't deduct as much as you had been able to prior, it just virtually busted the real estate market right there. So they went from having just standing room only in their seminars as people were in the go-go market to a point where they couldn't give the damn seminars away, even like you said, with a promotional gift. It got down to being almost as bad as trying to sell an Electrolux vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yeah. And you know, there are some good things in these seminars, but they're really more for the novice to get acquainted with it. But the thing that really got me is he was talking about buying a foreclosure where he went into the bank and got 100% financing. It was such a great deal. These foreclosures aren't great deals anymore. A buddy of mine picked up a property for $640, sold it for $780, but he said the amount of time and money I put into it with the three investors that put up the dough made it a skinny deal, even after $140,000 profit. You know, you put $50,000-$60,000 into it, you wait, you pay commissions, and the smaller houses are even really competitive. the foreclosure market has really changed. It's become high tech. People don't go down and bid on their own homes. They pay people to track them and bid on them, and they pay them a percentage when they get the bid for them. It's a really, really different game, and it's than the average buyer bidding on the courthouse steps. They stand there with little walkie-talkie-like things from their ear to their mouth, and they're talking to people on the phone, and they're bidding for them. And it's just not what it used to be. And
well,
what I'm getting at is they're pitching it as though it's easy to do, and it's not.
We just had our annual tax sales here, and there were very few bidders. I think the lowest price was for $150, and the most that they pulled on a piece of property, and this was multiple acres right in a downtown area in a small town not far away, was about $14,000. But, of course, with the tax sales, you've got to wait, I think it's a year or thereabouts, before you can actually take possession. So you've got to, once you buy in at a foreclosure sale, you've got to give the person that's being foreclosed upon the amount of time necessary to cover their tax debts. But here's another one for you. Maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't. I have a realtor friend here who has given me the birdie in the ear thing that some of the people that have been buying distressed homes and foreclosures are under a new tax regulation that they're limited to the amount of profit that they make when they sell it. So if you buy a distressed property, let's say like the one next door to me that went for $29,000 on a street where it could easily pull $65,000 or $70,000, if he turns around and subsequently finds a buyer after giving it a facelift for $75,000 or $80,000, he won't be able to sell it at that price because he's selling it so much higher than he bought it for. Have you heard anything like that?
No, I haven't, but it only makes sense. It's one more way for the graft and corruption of the government to get into your pocket. I have not heard that. I've somewhat been out of the game. I was in the land business, but I know some people who are doing foreclosures. That has not come up, and maybe they're getting around it because they have multiple investors. Like, this guy will find a foreclosure. He'll take in three or four investors, take the property down. These are maybe $250,000 to $400,000, up to $600,000 properties or more. Take in several investors. He gets 25% of the action, and they split up the rest of it. He buys the tile, the carpeting, hires out the subs, and gets 25% of the profit, and usually doesn't put any of his money into it at all. He's just the go-between between the investors and the actual property and all the other people. But it would not surprise me. I mean, this town has been hit so hard in so many ways. I see vacancies everywhere. There's high-end buildings that are 60% vacant, where the lease rates are going from 30 to 20 a foot just to try to get them full.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, with a third of their income gone, if they can even refinance when the five-year mark comes up. There's not enough cash flow.
But with all of the buildings, with all of the businesses, Brian, that are going out of business, and all of them that are cutting back and scaling them back, it would seem to me that things like strip malls and whatnot, those are destined to be ghost towns, you know, for perhaps a decade. Where are the businesses going to come from that are going to need to come in? So a guy, you could pick up a strip mall or a piece of investment property cheap, but unless you can find a manufacturer, unless you can find a business to plug in there, all you're doing is taking another man's grief on yourself, wouldn't you be?
Oh, absolutely. Now, I talked to a sharp Mormon guy the other day, and they bought all their shopping centers $100 a foot or under. He claims they're 100% leased, and he can make money at $8 to $18 a foot. So it's a function of how low they go. And, you know, if Obama's done this thing, you don't have to mark stuff to market, and that's why a lot of these banks are not letting their foreclosures go. Because the minute they sell them and take their loss from 320 down to 130 on a short sale, that loss goes against their reserves and what they can loan out. So it'll be interesting to see if they do a no mark to market on the shopping centers.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks. We're going into the break here.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we ran right into the break there with our caller from Arizona, Brian. Everybody enjoys Brian's perspective. Certainly he has a lot of knowledge on the real estate market. And Brian, I hated to cut you off with the break like that, but I just thought I'd let you run because you're bringing up the mark-to-market program. So I've got another caller on the line. Give us a little bit more and close up your thoughts, okay?
Well, with the mark-to-market thing, from what I understand, they don't have to show a loss on their books until they actually sell them and realize the loss. But we have shopping centers that were built and have been ghost towns since they were built. Or there'll be 20 suites, and you'll see where three tenants moved in. They moved out. It'll say snowboards written on the wall, or you can see where they had a snowboard store. And there's maybe four shops, and there's almost as many businesses that have come in and gone out as there are in the center now. Or they're becoming ghost towns. Out here, most of these places are maybe 150 to 250 a foot for the medium to high end. So when this guy's buying stuff at 100 a foot and leasing it for 8 to 18, you can see how much lower that is. And I don't know what they go for in your area, but the high end was about 240 to 250 a foot. And now that these lease rates have shrunk back, there's no way that they can refinance them, and they're going to do the same thing that they did with the mini storages. They're not going to want to take them back, and they're going to keep doing six-month extensions at the end of these five-year terms, and they're going to drive the owners into bankruptcy. Same thing they did with the mini storages. They'd build two of them. They'd be up and running. The third one would never get full. They'd keep extending the guy's term, and they'd drive them into bankruptcy as they had more and more delinquencies and people not paying and people not moving in. I'm hearing that there's sales where they can't even get a dollar for a storage locker. They're standing there, do I hear a dollar with a storage locker for sale when the guy didn't pay his rent?
Well, we're going to see a lot. I thank you for your call. We're going to see just a whole bunch more of that as we go forward here. There's no doubt about it, but I don't think we're anywhere near, and I'm not alone in this, I don't think we're anywhere near the bottom of this marketplace yet. And so, you know, for all the people that are out there that are thinking about a bargain purchase, you know, taking advantage of somebody else's loss, I think that there's a ways to go on that. But let's go to our next caller from Seattle. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Will. You there, Will?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I got some questions for you and some chatting to do.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not sure how long it's been since you've been in Washington, but they've been closing a lot of the Forest Service roads and access up in the mountains.
Well, yeah. You know, that was starting
more lately.
That was starting just at the time that I left, you know. I had worked really hard with a dozen or more other people to block what was going on in the forest with the Forest Service when they were bringing in the permitting process for access to the Alpine Lakes Wilderness Area. And this was back in the 1990s, and up until that point, you know, there were groups. I'll just let them remain nameless. That had worked for many years stocking the high mountain lakes with trout and hybrid trout, and basically ever since it had been declared a wilderness area, working to improve trails and to get trails in that have become just basically the hallmark of the backpacking experience in Washington. But towards the end there, right in about 1992, 1993, the Forest Service had started its cross-ditching and double-ditching of a lot of those roads back up in there after the spotted owl debacle came on us and at us. Some of the logging towns were closed. They were blowing out concrete bridges, shutting off some of the towns, some of my friends that I hiked with up there. So it's been a long time a-coming. What's happening now there?
Well, they've just been shutting down more and more roads, and I called in. I just got word they were going to considering closing down another road, looking for public input. The Elabit Road up kind of by concrete. I don't know if you've ever been up there, but
Sure.
So I decided to give the Ranger District a call. I called the Ranger and got some information on it, see what his input has been and what the background is. And I was looking at. He said basically it's a money issue that. They get their money from Congress, and basically they need $750,000 a year for the 505 miles of the Mount Baker Ranger District. Well, they've been getting $60,000 a year, which is absolutely nothing. I mean, I don't know if you can throw a layer of gravel down for that much.
No, probably not. Probably not. But one of the things that that if you want to be actively involved in that, and I wish I was there to help you because I've covered a lot of this ground myself. One of the first places that you need to go is to an understanding of the NEPA process, N-E-P-A, all right? It's the National Environmental Policy Act, all right, the NEPA process. And what I found working there at that time was that they were in violation of much of what is required of them in NEPA. And so there's a process that they have to go through. What you're dealing with right now is the public notice. They've given you notice that something's going to happen, and now they're soliciting public comment. So there needs to be one or more public meetings to discuss this. And that was my first experience with a consensus meeting. When I started going to these meetings, dialoguing us into consensus, you'll be divided up. There'll be displays and whatnot, paperboard easels will be up, there'll be tables, and everybody that attends the meeting, you might think you're going to come to like an auditorium seating thing, but you won't. You'll be in these kind of divided up into tables, and then they'll have throughout the whole room, and this is where it really pays to know what's going down in advance, throughout the whole room they'll have people who are working for the Forest Service, maybe they're rangers and stuff like that, but they'll be plain clothed. And they'll be sitting at the tables, and they'll be advancing basically the consensus discussion as if they were just concerned members of the public. They're not, and you have to ferret them out. It helps to know who the Rangers are in the Mount Baker area because you'll be able to spot them then when they're in these meetings without their official dress, if you will, their uniform. So they shape the debate. They run the dialogue on you. Then they put together a report, and at the end they say, "Oh well, everybody said that they wanted this, which was the outcome they had hoped for." And so there's a process that you can use to derail them. And by learning the process of NEPA and understanding how to use it successfully, we were able to put off for years the permit process. Of course, it was only the year after I came out here that the permits went into the Alpine Lakes Wilderness Area, and you had to go up through Mystics or whoever you get your tickets to go to. You know, it's like they paved pink paved pink paradise, and they charge people $2 to see it. So anyway, there's a lot you can do. There's a lot you can do locally to block the Forest Service, and getting to know who the Forest Service manager is, the supervisor, and getting to know the people. Go to the. I think it's up near, what is it, in Everett. Go to the big building that they've got. You know, get around, talk to people, get the documentation, and then sit down and dissect it, because you'll find that most of it's BS. When they talk about needing XYZ dollars, they're rolling in the money, you know, generally. And so they make all kinds of specious claims, but typically they can't substantiate them.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah, my dad used to work, back in the 80s for the Forest Service, right before everything started getting shut down as far as logging. Back then it seemed like they had plenty of money when the loggers were there, you know. And then after that, they cut everything back, and they've had all these, like you're saying, the NEPA. I've just started looking into that a little bit.
Well,
and then the public support has been...
Yeah, there's a lot of places that you can find out more about NEPA. Certainly the National Ocean Council, you can go up on the White House, I think, and scour around. I've got I might even be able to give you a link during the broadcast in the second hour, where you can go and find out the new rules on that. I'll try and pull that up during the broadcast. But that is an absolute must. You've got to be, if you're going to go up against the Forest Service, you've got to be proficient in that. And then also, last Sunday was his first day on Oracle, but Hal Anthony broadcasts on Sundays here, Central Time, from 2 o'clock, I believe, until 4 o'clock. And he is well-versed in this. He's in Oregon. And he may be able to help you with some of the things that you can do right where you are, to use the legal tools that he's developed to be able to be more successful. But we absolutely have got to stop this takeaway of our federal force, you know, the lands from the people, because when they block them off to us, they're gone, and they're going to be gone for a long, long time. But, hey, I thank you for your call. We've got more to come, much more in the second hour. Stay tuned.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Wednesday, September the 8th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that hard facts were there today. And we even advanced workable solutions from time to time. Of course, your questions help to bring out some of the solutions. I don't dwell on it too much anymore. It seems to me that the apathy seems to have taken over the land, this malaise that lays on the people, the paralysis of analysis. So it overwhelms us at sometimes. But again, I'll try and dig up during the broadcast. I didn't have it right where I thought it was on my browser. But I'll try and figure out, find a link to that National Environmental Policy Act, the NEPA process. But that's something that everybody really needs to understand as we go forward, how you effectively work with government inside of their own systems. And we'll discuss that more. But in the first hour, a variety of different kind of economic news and whatnot. This hour, we're going to go into education a little bit. There's a lot going on that we need to be aware of. But this is an article right off Bloomberg this morning by John Lauerman. Obama, student aid riles for profit and spurs the most letters since 1983. Now, you know that the letter writing campaigns and things like that so often, and you've seen them on Campaign for Liberty and the YAL, the Young Americans for Liberty and all that. Maybe you've been involved in political parties, and you know that they basically, they'll just draft a letter. You know, it doesn't really matter what group you're with. You know, all the Bugs and Bunnies people do it, too. They draft a letter, and they'll send it out, or they'll send out postcards like the Gun Owners for America does, and then they want you to maybe rewrite it in your own words and add a few sentences. Okay, well, that's what we're talking about in this article. Matthew Caprell, a student at Education Management Corps, Art Institute of Pittsburgh. Now, there's a lot in these articles, but there's a reason why I bring it out. Look at the what we've just found out. Education Management Corps. All right, who is Education Management Corporation? It happens to be one of the largest schools for profit corporations in America. So again, Matthew Caprell, a student at Education Management Corps, Art Institute of Pittsburgh. I remember way back when in the 70s when I was going to college, I had a work-study program. I got a grant from the American Institute of Architects, AIA, partially. And then I was work-study for the other part, and then the rest of my tuition, it was coming out of my wage. Altogether, the wages for going, you know, the tuition for going to school was a pittance. It was just a couple hundred bucks a quarter, all right? Not the way it is today. But in those days, I did get this work-study job, and I worked it at night in the intake counseling center at a community college in Seattle, all right? And there was an intake counselor for the school that worked the daytime shift, and I worked the nighttime shift. Well, sometimes he would work late in his office, and then we'd come out and chat. And so I had only been there maybe one quarter manning his desk at night, and I did very well at that. But one quarter maybe, and we had this heart-to-heart, and this individual, I'll not mention his name, I thank him for the advice he gave me, his first name, well, I won't mention his name, And basically, he questioned my idea of going to college. You know, you wouldn't think you'd get that in school. But he basically went through a long litany and explained to me very patiently and carefully how education is just a business. All right, they're farming children. They're farming, actually, they're farming federal revenues, state revenues, local taxation, and they're farming the parents' checkbooks for money to advance this nonsense about education. All right? And he showed me several different techniques that I could use to learn just about anything I ever wanted from colleges virtually for free. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Wednesday, September the 8th, 2010, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, again in the first hour. Towards the end of the first hour, talking with one of our callers from Washington State in regards to the continuous encroachment, if you will, on our access to Alpine Lakes wilderness areas and forest areas and public lands in general, this pernicious habit that the Forest Service has developed of coming in and ditching and cross-ditching roads, gravel roads that were built to bring the minerals and the timber out of the forest. It's a nasty program. But what they basically do by so doing is locking off our access, or blocking off our access to public land. All right. And so what I'd mentioned in the previous hour was the importance of understanding the NEPA process. Now, for the listener in Seattle, and for all of you that are interested, again, you can go up to www.whitehouse.gov, and then in the search block, just type in Council on Environmental Quality. That's the Council on Environmental Quality. And that should give you that website. A homepage will open up. And if you look on the left-hand side under initiatives, they have this step. You could click on a link, Steps to Modernize and Reinvigorate NEPA, N-E-P-A. And then right below that, it says Review of the MMS, that would be your mineral management system or service or disservice, as it might be, Review of the MMS NEPA procedures, all right? But the Steps to Modernize and Reinvigorate NEPA link will take you back to the NEPA websites, where you can then start to figure out just what it is that we're talking about when we talk about learning and mastering and using to your advantage and holding the federal agencies to the standard of the National Environmental Policy Act. Now, if they're going to have it, if it's in place, then use it. And if they're not going to use it, then get rid of it. All right? But most of the time, you'll find that they don't use this process. They don't even follow their own rules. And when you can discover that, and you get in and look at your forest plan, you can get a copy of the forest plan for the forest area near you, and get a copy of that forest plan, and then read it, and you'll find often cases that they don't follow even their own plan. So what are we doing? We're paying out a lot of money, do-re-mi, in tax dollars, to finance, underwrite, fund these various plans and vision statements and so on and so forth, and rules and regulations, which are then just set on a shelf. They don't even look at them again. So that's something to be aware of. Let me see if I can go back to this other one here, go back over to that one, go back over here and click that one. Now we're back into the article. Okay. So again, right off the Bloomberg website, Obama's student aid riles for profits and spurs most letters since 1983. As we were going into the break, I mentioned that back in the 70s when I was going to college, I had a long heart-to-heart with a person inside the system who basically told me this, that unless there's some specific reason why you absolutely have to have the sheepskin, all right, if you have to have the sheepskin, in other words, you have to have the degree to get employment, then by all means, you know, just do what you have to do. But there are fast tracks through the educational process. One of those techniques you can use is to audit classes rather than taking the classes. You audit and challenge the classes as opposed to taking the classes. And in order for you to do that successfully, you need to know the material that's going to be taught in that class. All right? The best way that you can find that out is by enrolling in a class. And let's say that you're going to enroll in a class on paralegals. We're going to talk about that in the broadcast. But let's say you're going to enroll in that class. And so you go ahead and enroll it. You find out very carefully. You find out when the drop date is. That's your key, the drop date. At what point in the enrollment process, in what point in the quarter, what is your drop date? So that's the day that you need to drop out of that class to get your money back, okay? And then you go to the instructor, to the professor, or to whomever, and you find out what the syllabus is. You get a copy of the syllabus. You get a list of all of the books, everything that has to be purchased from the college bookstore. And you go and get all of your books, and if you can, try and get them used, and get all of the materials together. You want to get a list of all the teacher's aides, the TAs, all right? The tutors available for that class. Again, you're getting this from the instructor. And then you're going to go away for a weekend or two or a five-day period. This is the quarter before you plan to enroll. And you're going to study the textbook. You're going to read the entire thing. And you're going to go through all of the materials and all the syllabus materials. And you're going to become basically an expert in that field at that level of understanding prior to day one, prior to sitting your butt down in the chair, all right? Now, you come into there, into that class on day one, and having already read the textbook and gone through all of the materials and talked perhaps to some of the TAs, and you then begin to ask pertinent questions of the instructor, pertinent questions of the professor, the questions that answer the main questions that you have in regards to this course. And you get that out of the way before the drop date. Then you challenge it, you audit that course, you go in and you take the final exam, and you will pass that, better than a C most likely, without ever having been in the class, and you no longer have to worry about it. You can get credit for having taken that course. So you can see that if you plan your attack wisely, you can get a college degree for far less money than you can and much less time than you would if you were to sit there and go through the program. Now, what's another disadvantage that you have when you're inside of the programs? If you do it the way that most people do, schlepping along, flumbling along, going to parties, you know, hitting the frat houses and going to the tavern, you get your textbook about 2 days before you're supposed to sit your butt down in that class. And so you come in ignorant, unlearned, unaware, and unprepared to take that course. And from that time forward, you're always playing catch-up. You're trying to squeeze in time to read. You're trying to squeeze in time to write. You're trying to cram for tests, okay? So it's just six of one and half a dozen of the other way to approach education. But if you want a straight A, you know, if you want to come out, you know, at the top of the class, the way that I'm suggesting might be a way that you would try for yourself, all right? And I would encourage you to look into it because you may be able to cut your education bill by two-thirds. Here we go, back to the article. They kind of started it off with a paragraph, and I added a sentence or two myself, said, Capral, this is a young person who has been asked by the education management company's Art Institute of Pittsburgh to write a letter, okay, opposing limits on federal student aid for for-profit colleges. All right, these are companies, these are businesses, they're in the knowledge business, okay, honey? They'll give you that sheepskin, but it's going to cost you dearly to get there. All right? Again, they kind of started it off with a paragraph, and I added a sentence or two myself, said Capral, who estimated that his bachelor's degree in graphic design, not brain surgery, graphic design, will cost him $84,000. $84,000, folks, for a four-year degree. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, here from the article we're looking at out of Bloomberg, for-profit colleges are enlisting students and teachers to lobby against proposed limits on student aid and may at times be using misleading tactics, the U.S. Department of Education said. The proposed government crackdown on aid has generated about 26,000 letters to the department, the most on any topic since 1983. So what are they doing? You know, Education Management Corporation, one of the largest for-profit educators in America. What are they doing? Well, they're using the young people, all right, as a lobby wing, all right? Using the students as they're enlisting the students, using them as citizen activists, if you will. And then they're using the teachers, all right? They're all unionized, using the teachers as a battering ram, and they're the employees of this corporation, to flood the Department of Education with complaint letters, all right? Now, I'm not for, or again, public education. Really not. I think it's a scam from the start to the finish, all right? The number of years that young people are asked to devote in their life, the number of years that a young person needs to be away from their mother and their father is an abomination for a pittance of information that is bestowed upon them. It's an indoctrination camp. It's a concentration camp. It's a brainwashing center, and little more than that. If you want an education, keep your children at home. The other day I received an email from one of our listeners elaborating his expenses for Montessori school, preschool, in the 20,000 range and up. Unbelievable that people would do that. But anyway, here again, they're trying to lobby against these proposed limits on student aid. College representatives and lobbyists are also flocking to lawmakers' offices in the U.S. Capitol in their home districts. Donald Graham, chairman and chief executive officer of Washington Post Company, the owner of the Kaplan education business. Washington Post. Washington Postal. Wouldn't that be Sun Young Moon? Might be. Owner of the Kaplan education business, as well as the Washington Post newspaper and other media. Donald Graham. Heard about that recently. Graham just came in. They met on August the 3rd with Senator Tom Harkin, Iowa Democrat, to discuss the proposed regulations. The newspapers ran an editorial criticizing the department's effort to crack down on companies, okay? So there's a little bit of inside conflict. Or you think you're getting news? Or you think you're getting news? You're not getting news. You're getting basically a propaganda job here from somebody that's got an inside track, all right? He runs Kaplan Education, and then he uses the power of his newspaper to lobby for more federal funding to run his education scam. There's an immense sense of urgency and recognition by the schools that if the rules go into effect as is, there are substantial threats to their business model. Business model, all right? I've known about this for almost 40 years. I tell you, it makes me sick. It makes me sick to think about how much money is bilked out of people for this scam known as a bachelor's degree. It's your first degree of knighthood, right? Your first degree of knighthood, a bachelor. Goes way back. It was back into the earliest, you know, the Taj Mahal. It goes way back. But it's a scam. It's a scam from stem to stern. Who says that you need to have a degree from a college to flip burgers at Mickey D's or scrub the toilets out someplace? Sanitation engineering. Who says you need a degree from a university or college to go out and into a restaurant and look around and see if things are clean and tidy? You're working for the local health department. You don't need a degree. You need a little bit of information, just a little smattering of information, and you'd be able to do that without a degree. All right? And if there is some specific knowledge, you can sit down and take up a book and learn it for yourself. And you don't need the process. All right? Now, I've been sharing with you directly out of this book, Legal Research and Writing for Paralegals by Deborah E. Bouchot. All right? And so last evening, I said, well, let's find out a little bit about who is Deborah E. Bouchot. Usually, the books that I share with you on air, the authors have been dead for so long that no one can even remember their names. Well, that's not the case here. Let's see if I can pick this up and go where I need to go right here. All right. So I did a little browsing around on the Internet. We find that the author, Deborah E. Bouchot, B-O-U-C-H-O-U-X, Esquire, has a B.A. magna cum laude in San Diego State University, and Juris Doctorate summa cum laude, University of Santa Clara, private practitioner for more than 20 years, specializing in corporate and intellectual property law. You better be careful about my quotations from her book. Author of 9 legal textbooks, including the most popular paralegal research and writing text in the country, the one we've been working from. Adjunct professor of the University of San Diego, admitted before the District of Columbia Court of Appeals and United States District of Court for the Southern District of California, member of the District of Columbia Bar Association, and she's active in that, and the State Bar of California, inactive there. All right, what are we dealing with? Well, we're at Georgetown University, the School of Continuing Studies. So you might go up and look on the website, Georgetown University, and type in Paralegal Studies Program, and you'll be able to bring this information up. Now, when you enroll in something like this, you know, I didn't check the amount. I didn't go in and find out how much they wanted to take this particular class and or be involved in this particular field of program studies. There is quite a bit going on, however, under Paralegal Studies Program, and I encourage you to look into this. I've learned a lot reading this book. I'm done reading it now. And so in the time that over the last couple of weeks, I mentioned that I went to the flea market and picked this book up, along with a complete set of Encyclopedia Britannica, including the dictionaries, the atlases, and the index, I got the whole shoot match for $21, loaded it into the front seat of my Dodge pickup, and drove home. All right? $21. Not only this course, but also an entire set of encyclopedias. That's nowhere near this $84,000 that you just heard about. But here, they have just completed, I'd really like to get Deborah on with us and be as nice as I can with her. They've just completed the summer program. It ended this week, all right, where they teach this course. But here, in the first semester and the second semester, I'm just going to give you some of the things that you might find. But, of course, you're not going to have the opportunity in the paralegal studies program to take all of these classes. Why? Well, because they have conflicting class dates. What's the idea of conflicting class dates all about in education? That means that you have to come back the next quarter or the next quarter. You can't take all of the courses offered in one quarter and be done with it. No, you've got to keep coming back and coming back. And so what you can take in this course on the paralegal studies program, you could choose legal research, contract law, civil procedures, and legal ethics, and the professional paralegal, of course. So these five classes are available to you in the first semester. And, as I said before, they're taught at conflicting times, so it's an either-or choice. In the second semester, they give you the option to enroll in advanced legal research and writing. Again, this is this book. Advanced litigation and trial practice, tort law, legal technology, paralegal seminars. Now, under the advanced legal research and writing, this program started on January the 14th of 2010, and it ran until the 4th March, that'd be April the 22nd. And the courses ran from 7:55 6:15 p.m. until 7:55 p.m. So you're in the classroom for about, what, an hour and, 40 minutes? Almost less than 2 hours. And you're coming together and you're meeting only on Thursdays. So you're getting 2 hours a week of in-class instruction, all right? 2 hours a week. And you're asked to start in January. You don't get out until April. I read this book in far less time than that. Now, when I got this book, here comes the break. We'll talk a little bit more about this book right after this. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so once again, we're right back into the heart of the idea of education for hire, really. The hired guns. They're bilking you for a lot of money to get this stuff. The schools stand between where you are today and where you want to be in your future like a toll gate. And they wring every drop of blood out of you. All right? And they're in cahoots with business and government, because neither business or government will hire you unless you have this stupid piece of paper. All right? Doesn't prohibit you from using the information that you can glean for yourself from the textbooks. But if you want to apply it, if you want to get into the big money, You know, if you want to get into the cash, you want to get into the chips, you got to go through this ridiculous process and waste 4 years of your life. After you've wasted 4 years of your life, you're going to come in behind others who already have gained 4 years of experience. If you're going into government service, they're going to be at a higher pay grade by 4 years than you while you waste years and years of your life in schools. All right? Most of this education can be gotten rapidly. Now, since I bought this little book at the flea market for a buck, I've now finished it. I've gone through the whole thing. Now, I haven't done all of the exercises. I haven't gone through all of the tests. But the entire book is now in my mind. All right? And I read through it. I sped read it in about 2 days using what I remember from Evelyn Wood's speed reading, a seminar course I took back in the early 70s. And then I went back through it at all speed, dead slow, underlining, highlighting, bookmarking. In other words, putting post-it notes on the top margins with triggers, information that can't be found in the index, things that I can use on air, so on and so forth, margin writing, cross-referencing between other law books in my library, etc. All right, writing my commentor very neatly, by the way. I use a ruler, and I print very carefully, so I'm not making a big mess out of the book. It's a workbook. Not only is it on-air reference tool, but it's also useful in my library. And when I come back and use this information in the future, I won't have to spend nearly as much time because all of the key phrases, all the key words have been underlined and highlighted. All right, just sharing with you my process. So anyway, now I've gone through this whole book. Now, as with so many other textbooks, and I'm always on the lookout for textbooks, by the way. If I were to try and say, well, I have a bachelor's degree, I don't know how many doctorate degrees I would probably have at this point. I've been at it a long time. I've been collecting textbooks all my life and reading. Whenever I need to know something, I just go find textbooks and read about it. Take the course at home for free. A couple of bucks, maybe. No, you don't have the benefit of a mentor. No, you don't have the benefit of a tutor. No, you don't have the benefit of the pressure of a lecturer. You don't have the benefit of the lecturer. But you also don't have the pain in the butt or the expense and the time waste either. But as it's so often the case with this particular textbook, there are approximately 3 chapters out of all of the chapters in this book that were considered by the instructor. In other words, there are only 3 chapters in this textbook where there are any highlights, any indication whatsoever that the student tarried over those pages. Okay? Not so now. Book dog-eared as it is, highlight, underline. Now it's been consumed. But the idea there is that we look again. We go right back to the first semester and the professional paralegal. It met from January the 13th through March of the 14th of 2010, and the class ran from 6:15 p.m. to 9:50, so it was about 4 hours a night, and it was meeting only one night a week. All right, one night a week for those few months. You wouldn't even be able, if you spent only 4 hours, as I have, you know, reading and working through the text the way that I have, you wouldn't even have been able to read the textbook. All right, in that amount of time. But anyway, so over the course of that, that's all you get from the instructor. And this is what you're paying for in public schools. This is what you're paying for in land-grant universities, state-funded universities. This is also what you're getting out of these education-for-hire companies. Now, here's the registration instructions. Listen carefully. You go to myaccess.georgetown.edu. Under the student, click on My Access, enter your net ID and password. At the main menu screen, select student. At the student screen, select registration. At number 6, select add or drop courses. Add or drop courses. There's that key phrase, drop course. Drop course. In other words, get your money back. You need to know when that drop date is. The next one is select term as spring or fall, etc. And then number 8. Accept financial responsibility. You have to click on a button. Now you're going to go in and accept the financial responsibility. This is where you sign your life away. All right? Your finances are going to start bleeding at that point. Then you go down, you scroll to add classes, blah, blah, blah. Once you've entered the thing. You submit changes, return to the menu, student schedule. Registration is now complete. Please note it will take 24 hours for your registration to show in the university student account system. Keep this in mind when contacting student accounts or student financial services. It's so easy to sign away your life. It's so easy to get yourself into $84,000 worth of debt, but it's so hard to get anything back for the money that you've invested. All right? Now, good news is that I went up and I did a Google search for the book, Legal Research and Writing for Paralegals by Deborah E. Bouchoux, B-O-U-C-H-O-U-X, Little Brown and Company, and Oingo Boingo Bingo Bango, up it comes in a free download. So you can access this information for yourself as we talk about it on air. I would like to get the author on and maybe even get her permission to use extensive quotations from the book. Don't have anything against her whatsoever. She's actually a brilliant writer. And this book really opens up a whole new understanding. I think it's very important. You know, I really was unaware of this branch of knowledge until I went through this book myself. But the idea of, you know, of becoming familiar with the tricks, the tools, the techniques of a paralegal is paramount for those of us that are in this, you know, basic pursuit in life. If you're trying to manage a blog, if you're doing a radio a webcast or something, if you are writing books, whatever it is that you're doing, you're going to benefit from accessing the information that is taught to the paralegal. You're certainly going to understand how to navigate the legal world from a research standpoint, how to be able to go in and find out what you might know about law, legislation, all of the various different parts and pieces that have shaped the what they now call common law stare decisis. Is far from it. Having studied William Blackstone and Edward Coke, certainly not the common law that our founders were aware of. This is a whole other process. But if you are at all involved in that, or perhaps you're contemplating writing a book, we have a listener in France that is in the process of writing a book. This will give you a lot of very useful information that you can use toward that end. Now, in this particular course for paralegals out of Georgetown University, there's an interesting class that was offered, legal technology. Now, the legal technology is the big deal here, all right? This book by Deborah was written back in 1994, and as they say, it's kind of like the preeminent book for paralegals. But this book was really prior to the widespread expansion of the Internet. It would be very interesting, in my opinion, to get information from the instructor here, Dana Reel, in regards to legal technology. Where do we go to find all of the information that would ordinarily be found in a law library if you happen to be an independent researcher? And I do hope to get this this lady to come on and be with us on the broadcast. Cross your fingers, wish me luck on that. But I would like to find out from them some of this information. And then I think it would be very interesting to, knowing what we know about the obfuscatory system that we live within, it would be very interesting to find out where would be the best place to begin if we want to go in and research the transformation from government to corporation, from government to corporation. We think we live in one kind of a world, if I could say it that way, but we actually find ourselves living in a different kind of a world. So let's see if I can pull this thing up and take a look at it. Yeah, okay, right there. Pull this up on Manta and talk about this briefly. Once again, I mentioned to you in the past about Manta.com. Of course, I heard about this first. Really, I have to credit Hal Anthony because he was the one that shared a video link on his broadcast quite a while back that gave us an insight to the idea that in England they were starting to discover that their government was nothing but corporations, private corporations for hire, and it wasn't government at all. Now, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcast.
Okay, so you can just simply type the name of your town or any particular office in your town, you know, whether it's your health department or whatever, into the Manta.com website's search block, and your town will likely just pop right up. One of our listeners in Minnesota sent this in, Stanford Township, and this is, it says right here about Stanford Township. Stanford Township is a private company categorized under city government executive offices and is located in Asante, Minnesota. Register for free to see additional information such as annual revenue and employment figures. And then it continues here. There's an Errol Stokel, who is the principal. All right. And then it drops down. You look at it. Standard Stanford Township business information, location type. It's a single location. Annual sales. Well, they don't give the information there. Number of employees, one. SIC code. It gives you the view of the details. The NAICS code. It's a 92110. Executive office, products, services, and brands, information not found, state of incorporation, how many years has it been in business, 10, all right? And you can just jump around a little bit and track some of these links out. They have an OSHA code for this place as well. And you can jump over and look at the NAICS Association. You'll find that this is linked directly with the United States Census. And you go down and you find the various code that you have. other services except public administration. There's 227,581 businesses in this country that come fall under the classification as public administration. Management of companies and enterprises, 21,538. Administrative and support, waste management and remediation services, 1,130,823. Educational services, 297,068. Healthcare and social assistance, 1,162,133. You see where your tax dollars are going, folks? These are private businesses. These are companies. These are at-profit, for-profit businesses. Public administration, oh, it just goes on and on. All right? And all of this stuff is part of a coming to knowledge, coming to understand, you know, what we actually, where we actually live, finding out who we are and whose we are. Under executive offices in the NAICS Association, you find this under 921110 executive offices. This industry, that's an industry, all right. This industry, that's an industrial job. Barry the Usurper does the heavy lifting. He's in an industry. This industry comprises government establishments serving as offices of chief executives and their advisory committees. That would be your cabinet level and staff. And commissions. These are all the various councils and commissions, unelected boards and offices. This industry includes offices of the president, governors, and mayors, in addition to executive advisory commissions. All right? And here, right down at the bottom of the list, president's office, United States. A business. Business for hire. You think that that it matters whether he's a United States citizen or whether he's fresh off the boat from Indonesia? It doesn't make any difference. He's just a president of a corporation. His own corporation is called U Incorporated. It's called Berry Incorporated. Well, very, very interesting indeed. And very invigorating, too, to find out about it. And so, we go back to this idea of legal research. Again, the overview of the research process. How to begin. Working with the authorities. How to stop. It's always difficult. It's always a difficult decision. How do you begin a research project? So you want to find out everything you can find out about this illegitimate form of government that we seem to find ourselves, basically subsumed beneath. How do you start it? Here's an overview. Again, I've shared this in the past. Among the most difficult tasks in performing legal research are beginning and ending the project. Where do you begin? When do you end? It's easy to become so overwhelmed at the task ahead of you that you become paralyzed. Isn't it great? She uses the same words that I did. The paralysis of analysis. Everybody running around trying to solve 911, figure out, well, is it the blue beam? Is it particle beam weapons? Is it space platforms? Is it thermite or thermate? Controlled demolition, act of God, a miracle, how did it happen? The paralysis of analysis. At the thought of how and where to commence your legal research project, part of the difficulty lies with the tremendous mass of legal publications. Millions of cases, volumes of codes, and so many secondary authorities, including encyclopedias, periodicals, treatises, attorney general's opinions, loose leaf services, and other sources that a researcher doesn't know where to turn first. That's the internet on steroids. Similarly, once you've begun delving into these authorities, you can't tell when to stop. When have you got enough information? Rather than just going on and on and on, deeper and deeper into the rabbit hole, endlessly researching, at what point in your life do you say, that's it, I'm as mad as hell and I've had enough of it? You've already discovered that what you thought you were living in was basically just a matrix, right? It seems there's always one more case to read or source to check, and this chapter will offer some practical guidelines on beginning your research task and knowing where to end it. So whether you're out in Washington or trying to figure out how to combat the private company known as the Forest Service, or whether you're in your local town trying to deal with your building codes, or whether you're dealing with a health department issue, maybe you're dealing with the Children's Protective Services and what a racket that is. You're trying to interface with the courts of law and finding no remedy in them. It might help you to study a little bit about paralegals. They say thinking things through. While it's tempting to run to the library and start grabbing volumes of books, might say, while it's tempting to jump up on Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or Web Ferret. Well, it's tempting. The time you spend thinking about a project before you begin is time well spent. Sitting down and working out a Boolean search. What information is really important? Right? This is the way that Deborah, our author here, has given the questions. Who is involved? What is the issue being considered? Where did the activity take place? When did the activity take place? Why did the issue develop? How did the problem arise? Again, it's the who, what, where, when, why, and how. Ages-old information, been used by journalists for a century. Once you've prepared a list of descriptive words and phrases, continue to expand your list by adding legal concepts. All right, descriptive words and phrases throughout this entire text. That comment comes up over and over again. Learning how to state your problem, state your inquiry, state your query. You know, descriptive words, descriptive phrases help you to speed up the time that you spend on the internet trying to find answers to things. Once you've identified the issue as being civil or criminal, and state or federal, and have identified the particular jurisdiction, for example, the specific or state or district and circuit, you need to consider the legal issues involved in the case. Ask yourself, what the plaintiff would allege in a lawsuit based upon this issue? And so on. Would the plaintiff's action be for a breach of contract, personal injury arising out of a car accident, trespass to his property, improper search of his house by police officers, and so on? Once you've considered the plaintiff's gripes, put yourself in the place of the defendant and ask how the defendant would best defeat the plaintiff. What defenses would a defendant assert? And so we have to understand that we're involved in an adversarial system, right? Gladiators battling it out, ostensibly. But all of this can be circumvented. One of these days soon, I hope to have Alfred Addis join us again. Maybe he'll bring along his friend Donna. We can work through some of this on air. But after you go through this whole process, we have to understand that you're involved in a adversarial relationship where you're talking about adverse positions. You're on two sides of an issue. I mean, at the end of the day, you might go out and have drinks together with the other side, the defendant and the plaintiff. Their attorneys might even, be old-time school friends. But boy, are they ever, critical of one another in a court of law or when you're writing. So very little of the legal process I've discovered is studying this book ever finds its way to a court. Most of it's done by memorandums, lots of letters back and forth and so on and so forth. And this study of the paralegal will help you to learn how to write those letters, how to write and build a defensive, a persuasive argument, how to defend yourself, against this beast system. And so here's just a real simple overview, a place to begin, another tool in your arsenal against globalism and all of the various depredations against your freedom and your life and your property that we're living under. Learn the tools. Learn the tools of this adversarial system. Avail yourself of this knowledge. Okay. Arm yourself wisely and invest your time wisely. They are. If you don't, they will. Anyway, if you've enjoyed the broadcast, we're all out of time. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.